Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you have a new assistant superintendent or about to have a new one.
Yes, sir. The school board hired at the last board meeting Dr. Patricia Tramiel. She is a graduate of Commerce High School, also a graduate of Texas A&M University Commerce with her doctorate. Her father was a longtime education department professor here named Dr. Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
She will be coming to us from Garland ISD as a 14-year elementary principal there, and then 2 years at Richardson as a magnet school principal. So we're really excited to get her on October the 10th.
October the 10th is the start date.
That's her first day, yes, sir.
What, and you, of course, you were the assistant superintendent before becoming superintendent. So what are the duties of the assistant superintendent?
Her biggest focus for us will be academics, especially focusing on instruction and engagement and how our programs are running with our needs throughout the district. She's gonna fulfill a lot of those roles.
Mm-hmm. And then you were telling me also that Dr. Ray Keck, the president of Texas A&M Commerce, was at a recent board meeting, and that he's indicating just a tremendous amount of interest and support in the Commerce ISD.
Yes, sir. President Keck was awesome at our board meeting. He talked extensively about the relationship between Commerce ISD and the college, and he, you know, put his ideas behind that and saying that he was willing to help support us monetarily, with people, with resources, but we needed to develop plans in order to use those. So we're in the process of trying to do some different fine arts, after school programs, academic enrichment programs that we can use the college and a lot of the college resources. We may be mentoring programs. So we're still in the beginning stages of trying to identify all that, but we plan to have some plans to give to him, and we are very, very excited.
Right, and this would start almost immediately, or just as soon as you get these plans worked out? Or?
I think there's going to be different timetables. I think there are some things that we'll be able to start this spring. I think some things we will probably start over the summer with some sort of a summer program, and I think there's some things that will be much more intensive that are going to start next school year.
So among the ideas that you've thought about anyway, is it the possibility of a charter school?
Yes, sir. There's different charters. There's some that are just individual charter schools, but there's also what's called a charter within a school district. It's a school district that has its own charter schools, which allows other people to come in and help. For example, maybe college professors or college students could come in and do their student teaching. Run it similar to a way a lab school would be run as far as students getting their expertise in a teaching field. But that's run by the school district, but with support from the college. So it is something that we're looking at now. It still is in the beginning phases, but we're going to try to look at everything to see if there's any way possible we can help our kids.
Okay, good. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, superintendent of the Commerce ISD. You've gone through some remodeling, I know, at the Commerce Middle School. That's still ongoing, but it's quite apparent even from the street as you drive by.
Yes, sir. Over the summer, we did a lot of renovations at the front, especially sidewalks and entranceways. Dr. Miller, the new principal at Commerce Middle School, who's done an awesome job, has done a lot with the doorways, getting lockers painted, and then a whole remodeling of the library at the middle school. It had an open house, and it's exciting. Those kids are getting, in some ways, a new building.
Mm-hmm. That, of course, was the old Commerce High School building going way back, and I guess was probably built in late 1960s.
Yes, sir. It's where I graduated from.
Is that right? Yes, I don't know if it's been renovated all that often, if at all, since then.
Just some minor renovations. Sure. That have not been anything extensive.
Yeah. And then you have a pretty good report on enrollment.
Yes, sir. We're up 18 students. We actually had a Hunt County Area Superintendent's meeting. Every school district in Hunt County is up. And 18 students, as long as we can continue to grow at a steady pace, that's awesome for our school district.
Now, that has to do, does it not, with funding from the state?
There is some funding. It also helps you in other areas at the same time. But just growth in general helps us.
And you're hearing that there's, again, the expectation is that the growth from the Dallas area is, when we've heard this before, but it is pushing east, and it's going to increase.
Yes, sir. I had the opportunity to listen to a demographer talk about what their plans are, what they foresee in the future. And right now, you know, they're really growing out to Roy City, maybe Caddo Mills. But once they do the final interstate extension from Roy City to Greenville, this whole area of Hunt County is supposed to really expand.
So there's more work on I-30 that is yet to come.
That's what they're telling us,
we're all looking forward to that. So what's been going on around Roy City is going to be coming east and,
yes,
and coming
sir.
In our
direction.
It looks
like it's going to be around Greenville somewhere.
Which is a good thing, but
takes a couple years.
But could take some patience on all of our parts.
Yes,
Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Superintendent of the Commerce ISD. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.